Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for October 2012. Well, here we are in October and the nights are visibly drawing in. Indeed, don't forget to move your clocks back 1 hour towards the end of the month. First this month, the moon information. Full moon is on the 29th and new moon on the 15th of the month. Now on to the planets. Venus and Jupiter are the best planets to see this month. Jupiter being best observed, that is when it's at its highest in the sky, at the end of the month, in the early hours of the morning. Venus will be glowing very brightly in the east, just before dawn, at the beginning of the month. Mars is an interesting target this month, although it doesn't rise very high above the horizon. In fact, in the middle of the month, it only rises about 5 degrees. Mars will lie close to its rival, the so-called rival of Mars, Antares, which is the main star in the constellation Scorpius, the Scorpion. It is so called because the colour of the star is similar to that of the planet, and their relative brightness is also very, very similar when they are seen together this month. And they will only be about 4 degrees apart in the evening twilight, around the 18th of October. And what makes it particularly interesting is that there will be a crescent moon also seen with them. Mercury is just about visible after sunset in the middle of the month, but is very low down just after sunset. And Saturn is not visible at all this month. But again, as always for the adventurous amongst you, Uranus and Neptune are quite well placed to look out for the whole month. And both these planets may be seen just after midnight in the south, particularly at the beginning of the month. And again, look out in a star atlas to find their exact positions. Now let's move on to the meteor showers this month, quite a bumper crop. Around the 8th of the month, the Draconid meteor shower reaches its peak. And this is quite an unpredictable shower and can give some quite good numbers. And the best time to look is around midnight. The star shower this month will be the Orionids, which reach their peak around the 20th to the 22nd of the month. And again, it's best to view after midnight and just before dawn. You can expect a zenithal hourly rate around 25 meteors per hour. But of course, that doesn't guarantee these numbers. And in fact, there may be more, but most probably less. And just to spoil us, at the end of the month, from about the 28th into November, there is the Taurid meteor swarm. Although this particular shower is not very numerous, this year we may expect a swarm of larger meteorites and possible fireballs. And talking of fireballs, did anyone see the great fireball of Friday the 21st of September? There were certainly reports of sightings across the country and indeed in Suffolk. October is still a good time for observing the Milky Way, as I talked about this last month, as it's still almost directly overhead. How about looking at something a little further than our own galaxy this month? Now is a good time to try and find one of our neighbouring galaxies, the Andromeda Galaxy, or Messier catalogue number M31. The Andromeda Galaxy is a little larger than our own Milky Way, and looks very similar in that it has a rather nice spiral structure. It can be found very close to the square of Pegasus, and is reasonably well overhead in the late evening. Check online or in a star atlas to find its location. But bear in mind, however, that it is larger than you might think when you look at it, and is best viewed through a pair of binoculars. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool, as I say every month, is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out next month for November's highlights. Bye for now.